Welcome to the Open Up Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Athena Licari. On this show, you can expect powerful, life-changing codes and conversations to help you unlock your infinite potential in life, love, leadership, money, and business. But in my world, the manifestation isn't the point or the goal. It's the ecstatic byproduct of being who you are, doing what you love, and living in alignment with your soul. So what do you say? Are you ready to open up? Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back to the Open Up Podcast. I'm dropping in with a brand new episode, not on Tuesday this week, but on Wednesday, which honestly feels a little off key, but behind the scenes update, I am in between podcast producers right now, which means I have been left to my own devices figuring out all of the editing, all of the structuring. So we are just doing the best we can over here with the changes, moving with the flow of life per usual. And I know that everything comes in and lands in its own perfect, aligned, divine time. So I am just really excited for everyone who needed to hear this episode. Maybe not yesterday, but today and here and now in this exact moment. So this is a conversation that I pulled from an impromptu Instagram live that I did about a week or two ago. Again, as always, depending, of course, when you're listening to this, all about some of the changes I've been experiencing both internally and externally, and more specifically about how to start transcending your ego so you can find true happiness, fulfillment, and success in your own being. And as always, before we jump into the codes, I want to let you know that right now I am opening up a handful of spaces in my private mentorship. So this is a pretty big deal for me. I haven't taken on new clients since last June, so it has been a minute. And there's just been some things percolating in my field, some codes that have been coming in, and I've had this deep soul desire to share this information and to do this work in a big way and on an intimate level with some really aligned souls, just a handful of them. So I do want to tell you right now about who these spaces are for, and then I'll let you know the different options that we've got going on. So you are a perfect match for these containers, for this conversation, for this mentorship. If you are a heart-centered leader, artist, entrepreneur, change maker, creative, visionary, here to create a positive impact on the planet, and you've created success in your work, you've reached people, you're doing the things, you're rocking and rolling, and you know that you've just barely scratched the surface of what's possible for you, and you're ready to have the support and the guidance to get out of your own way and really unlock your full potential as it pertains to your soul's work and your business. So you want me by your side, helping you see beyond yourself, helping you open up, come into deeper alignment, bring your work into deeper alignment so you can reach more people and fully step into what you came here to do. And so right now, I have three offers for you if you feel like, oh my gosh, this is me, this is what I want to do, I'm your person. The first one is Elevate. So this is a one-time experience that includes 4 weekly 60-minute calls to be used in a one-month period. So 1 month of calls, rocking and rolling, diving deep into all of the things that you want to expand around, break through, really get some clarity. Then we've also got Momentum, which another one-time experience. And this is 1 month of rolling Voxer support. So for those who don't know, Voxer is very different from calls. In Elevate, you and I meet at the same time each week over 4 weeks. But Momentum is you and me on this voice note app, exchanging messages throughout the day over the course of Monday through Friday, over the course of this 1 month time. So it's a lot longer of a conversation, a lot more in the moment, and it's just a completely different flow. And then last but not least, we've got Passion, Purpose, Power, which, unlike Elevate and Momentum, is not a one-time experience. This is a 3-month container that includes rolling Voxer support and bi-weekly 60-minute calls. So this is, you want longer term, you want to go deeper, you want to move faster, you want to go further. You're not looking for, you know, just a quick a quick tune-up here, like an elevate or a momentum, but something that is still shorter term, but deeper in the ability to have the support that you require and desire over the course of 90 days. So if you're feeling the vibes of either elevate, momentum, or passion, purpose, power, you can shoot me a DM on Instagram at Christina LeCary, or you can send me an email at hello@christinalecary.com, and I will send you the information to apply. All right, loves, let's get into the episode.
Hello. I didn't plan on doing a live today. I was just creating content, which I haven't done in a month and a half. You might have been noticing, where have I been? And in the middle of channeling something, my energy was like, do a live. I was like, what am I going to say? It was like, just get on. It was like, I didn't tell anybody. It was like, just do it. I was like, but I don't know if people are going to, and it was like, just share the message. So here we are doing an impromptu live. And God, whenever I take a moment, oh, you're so sweet. Whenever I take a moment away from social media, I don't know if anyone else ever feels this way, but I want to give you full permission to feel just as uncomfortable as I do. I always feel so strange coming back when there's a gap. Like, I'm like, hi, do you remember me? Have we talked? Like, what's going on? It feels like there's like a slow moment of getting back into connection with my work and my message. And what I want to talk about today is a whole variety of things, but what's been happening with me and what I've been seeing coming up in my field and people hopping in the DMs about is, God, how deeply we can get attached to the things that we're here to create in this lifetime, and how fully we can lose ourselves in the outcome, the results, the number, the money, the goals, and forget why we're doing it in the first place, and also completely disconnect from our power and our ability to create the true impact, influence, income, change we desire, both for ourselves and the planet, from falling asleep to these patterns. So, hi, Fee. Oh my gosh, I love getting to see people's names and faces. So, let me ground in for a second. I'm getting all excited, like, hello. I feel that there are so many people in the collective right now who are finding that they don't feel as connected to their work and their vision and their mission and what they're here to create in this lifetime as they used to. Whether or not you have a career or a business, or you know, you do poetry or you're an actor, that like there's something in your heart and on your soul that you love to do, but the mind stuff has been keeping you from actually being in right relationship with it. Like whether that means you haven't been showing up consistently, or you've been falling asleep to the voices in your mind, or your emotions have been slowing you down and holding you back, or you've started to do things that aren't really in alignment with your soul because you've been trying to get somewhere. That's what I want to talk about right now. So I've been really open and transparent in my journey since the beginning because I personally value honesty, and I value learning from people, connecting with people, co-creating with people. You might be referring to me. From this place of like what it actually means to be a human within your leadership. I'm not interested in people who just appear to be perfect humans who have it all together and who tell me how to become a perfect human. I want to share this vulnerability and mirror it and compound it with this strength of how do we take these perceived weaknesses within ourselves to keep showing up for what it is that we desire to do and desire to create without losing ourselves. So this has been a struggle for me since the very beginning of my business. My business blew up immediately and cracked into incredible wealth right away. And it was a blessing, and it was a gift, and it was amazing. And it also was a great pain point for me because I had to really learn how to walk with being able to create bigness in the physical world without needing it, wanting it, attaching to it, seeking my sense of self in it. Oh, with this addictive energy of like, I feel good about myself when things are flowing and everybody loves my work and people are buying and opportunities are flowing in and money is here. And then not good about myself when people aren't buying and money isn't coming and opportunities, the inbox is quiet. That has been probably the biggest journey for me on this path of Can I still show up for what I'm here to do and what I desire to create in this lifetime, regardless of the feedback that I'm getting from other people? And why I want to share this message right now is because I know so many people feel like you created something that you love, and you created it from this place of being in your power unconditionally, from being who you are in the depths of your soul and continuing to build this momentum from your essence. And then all of a sudden looked around at one point and was like, this thing owns me. Like, I thought I created my business from a place of power, and now all of a sudden the business has the power. I thought I learned how to be in harmony with wealth and create wealth from a place of self-sufficiency, and now all of a sudden I'm dependent on money to feel this way. I thought I created this healthy, high-level loving relationship from a place of feeling whole within myself. And what am I doing over here playing all of these little games with my partner? And so I believe that this moment happens when we're really here to create something big. Whether or not you believe that, like for yourself, you desire to expand more, or for your work, or whatever it is that you do in the world. And that life is saying, you literally cannot go further until you process this. Until you, I don't want to say pass this test, like I don't really believe life tests you, but it's like, you must be 5 feet or higher to ride this ride, and you're 4'11 right now. And so many of us will come up against these blocks and these edges where we feel like I'm stuck. Anybody here on the replay feeling like I feel stuck right now, or I felt stuck before, whatever that way that manifests, however that looks like, this feeling like maybe you've never really gotten to the place where you desire to be in your creations, or maybe you've gotten to that place and you feel like I haven't really been in flow with that at that level, or you've cracked into experiences here and there, but they're not your day-to-day experience. And you're like, I don't feel in full-blown alignment with my highest self. There's something in my energy that start, stop, plug in, unplug, going for it, not going for it, here to do it, not doing it, and the start, stop energy that kind of makes you feel like, I don't feel connected to myself, and I don't feel connected to my work, and I don't feel connected to my vision, and I can't seem to just like hook into and sink into this energy where I just feel at peace and I feel good and I love what I'm doing and there's not all of this drama in my life. Has anybody ever felt like you just go through these cycles where you're up and you're down, you're up and you're down, and you're like, look, I know life happens, but I don't wanna constantly be at the mercy of what goes on in the physical world to tell me how I get to feel and to show me, good, I'm glad. Well, I'm not glad, but I'm glad you're here. Like how I get to feel and how I get to operate and how I get to show up for my work. And this is so freaking common. I can't tell you, oh, I'm so good, I'm so glad, how many people I have encountered who feel like, I know there's so much more possible for me in this lifetime. Like I can taste it. It's like, oh, it's so close. It's kind of like in Stranger Things in the Upside Down. You can't see it, but you can feel it right through the wall. She's like, well, I feel his frequency. I feel his energy. Like, ah, oh. You're like, I can feel this version of me at peace and happy and free and connected to self and flowing with work and flowing with money and flowing with relationship and flowing with everything and the physical meeting me here. I can feel this version of me just in the Upside Down here. But like, it's not fully actualized. Like it's, I'm there sometimes. Don't get me wrong. It's usually when things are good and happening my way, but that's not where I live. And I feel like this isn't it for me. How many people feel like that? Like there is so much more. You can taste it. You can smell it. It's almost frustrating on a deep soul level because it's like, ah, but what do I need to do to bridge the gap? And I want to be clear that from my perspective, bridging the gap isn't what do I need to do so I can have these things in the physical world, but what do I need to do to bridge the gap from where I am right now, which is feeling not in alignment with my true self, not in alignment with the energy I want to feel, not in alignment with how I want to show up, how I want to move, and who I want to be in all of these areas. And as you come into alignment with that version of you, of course, the physical mirrors this back to you. But can you feel the difference between those two things? One is, let me do something to get something so I can feel better. And the other is, I want to feel better because I am living my life and I want to experience the energy I want to experience in all these areas, but it's not going to give it to me. I have to create that within myself and flow that to these areas. So here's what I want to talk about. Coming into alignment with the version of yourself you desire to be and with what you desire to create. I can tell you from a whole life of experience that if you think your happiness, your peace, your joy, your ease, your love comes from something outside of you, you are in for a rude awakening. And you're gonna get to that place that you desire to be, and it's gonna be really, really hard for you to process. And this was my journey, because I got to this place where I seemingly had this incredibly amazing life on the outside and was still wildly unhappy. And I started falling into a depression, to be honest with you. And I didn't notice that or understand that I was depressed until I looked back and was like, oh, that's what that was. Because what happened is I got to a certain place in my life and I felt like on paper, it was like, yay. But inside it felt like, it still doesn't feel like enough. I was still always entertaining lack. I was getting caught in my fears. I was drowning in self-doubt. Like I said, I felt good when and not good when, and I just felt nauseous. Like I was on this wild carnival ride of like, when am I ever just gonna feel like I've arrived? When am I ever just gonna kick up my feet, lay back and be like, ah, it's good here. And so I got caught in this hamster wheel of chasing. Okay, it just must be the next income level. It might just be the next impact level. You know, it's just the next level of my relationship. You know, it's the next level of my body, my physical appearance. It must be in my health. It must be in this thing over here. And around I went feeling like my life was just passing me by. And it took me to a really dark place, I'll be honest with you. And I was like, I don't know how I can help people because I'm just drowning in all of this stuff and I feel so far away from my light and my work and my message and my mission. It felt like I'd go to create something and I'd be like, I'd want to help and I'd be like, but how? Because I'm over here and I don't even feel like I've got me right now. And I considered maybe completely deleting this page, maybe not doing this work, maybe going back into TV producing or doing something completely different, writing my book. I don't know. I was just like, I'm confused and it feels really messy and I don't know what to do. And so I went on this journey for myself to completely give myself freedom to never share this work ever again. And to be like, okay, maybe she burned her whole business down and she lived happily ever after and it was fine. And I said, I'm not gonna think about my work or where I am in my life or any of these things for like a week. I'm just gonna focus on what's actually important in the grand scheme of things. And that's my happiness. I realized, and this is so sad to say, that I missed myself so deeply. It's like my success had actually been a nightmare for me because it triggered so many things within me and I wasn't really ready to work through them. I kept trying to run from them. I just need more. I'll get over there and then this will go away. And this was like, look at me. And I started to see, God, I'm just always unhappy on some level. And I always want something else and something's always missing and something's always wrong and everything's catastrophic and everything, there's like these big blocks and limitations and drama. And I was like, I'm just sick of this. And now I know on the deepest level, this isn't who I am and it's not who you are. This is the ego. This is the false self created in our mind from our past, our pain, our patterns, and our programming that we fall asleep to and project onto the present moment. This is what my work is about. So I was not unaware that this was what was happening. I was just like, how on God's green earth did I fall asleep so deeply to this that I lost me? Oh, I'm so glad. Because me and my essence, I am so alive. I'm like running down the street chasing the sunset. I don't have shoes on. I stepped on a piece of glass. My feet are bleeding. I don't even know because I'm just trying to take this picture of the cotton candy sky. I'm laying in bed watching Harry Potter for the 100th time this month with the love of my life, and we're having our inside jokes and speaking in our own language, and we're so cuddled together, and I'm just like, I'm working out at the gym, and I feel so strong, and I feel so proud of myself for pushing past my limits, and the energy is flowing, the music is pumping, and I'm like, this is me. But when I got so caught in my mind and in the results I was creating, and the outcomes and the achievements, it was like this went out the window. This eternal peace and happiness and fullness in this here and now that we all have access to, it disappeared. And it's almost like I wasn't actually connected to the present moment anymore. I was just in the moment like, yeah, when am I gonna get to the next place? Okay, yeah, this is fine, but like, I'm really just trying to think, how can I get over there? Because I don't like feeling this way. And I said to my partner, I feel like I've been just going through the motions. And I started to feel like, what's the point of being alive if you don't get what you want? I'm laughing because this is so egoic. But I really started to believe my mind and started to identify like, yeah, life is about getting more. Life is about getting what you want. And yeah, it doesn't feel good when you don't get it. And so this journey that I went on liberated my soul. It catapulted me back into alignment with this version of myself, my true self and my spirit of like, I don't need anything. Nothing. When I'm connected to myself in my body and in my energy, I am the vibe. I am the party. I show up to the place and bring the energy. I talk to the stranger at the farmer's market and strike up a conversation. I'm driving down the street, listening to my favorite song, having a blast. It's internal and it's self-sourced. And this is the place that I lived in that allowed me to create the expansion that I had and have had in my business over the years, is leading from my true self and not operating from ego. And it was so obvious and so clear to me when people would ask, how did you create this? How did this happen? How did that come in? It was just like, the answer was there was no ego. There was space for things to land. There was space for ideas and information and downloads and wisdom and money and clients and opportunities and experiences, because there was no ego to block it. There was no secret sauce. There was no special strategy. I didn't do anything particular other than operate in truth. But as I said, as the physical thing started expanding, my ego really hardened. And it felt like I needed to cling to things, because it's like, well, who would I be if everything failed and went backwards and I lost everything and I wasn't successful anymore? And I had to sit with that. And my soul, like, if the universe could give me a crystal ball and tell me, ooh, yeah, your work is never going to be massively successful. You're never going to have lots of money. You're never going to live at that beach house you wanted. Yeah, you never sold a script. Yeah, you never produced TV shows either. Yep, you never reached millions of people. Would I still do this? My answer was like, of course. Because this work that I share is the work of my soul. I believe this is why I came to this planet. I believe that some people come to this planet to have a little human experience, like when you're playing the game of The Sims. You're like, oh my God, being human, fun. I want hair. I want eyes. Let's have sex. Let's eat food. Let's make money. That's a fun thing to have in a body. But I believe I was like, yeah, I've done that. I want to help the people of this planet awaken and evolve. That's why I'm here. I wake up every single day thinking, what can I say to help people fall more deeply in love with their lives? to help people feel more connected to themselves, to feel less anxious, to feel less stressed, to feel less attached, to feel less depressed, and to feel more empowered to create positive changes in your life by becoming your true self. But I forgot that for a while. And I'm so sorry. Because God, the ego is strong. And it just gnaws away at you. You're not good enough. You need more. No one's gonna buy that. You suck. That thing didn't work. You're not at the level you wanna be at. You're going backwards. You're not there yet. That person did that. What should you do? Why aren't you there? What's wrong with you? And it felt like a lot to navigate. And it was easier for me to show up circumstantially and to share my message circumstantially and to offer my gifts circumstantially. When I felt good, when I had results, when the thing I wanted was here, when it looked like it was happening, when I felt excited, and when it wasn't and I just didn't. And I wanna share this because I feel that there are so many people in this space who are like, I want more for myself as a being. I know that who I'm being and what I'm living is like way too small for what's truly possible for me in this lifetime. But also, I'm here to create something. Like if you have something on your heart and in your soul, you have a vision that you feel like you have a relationship with. Can't stop thinking about it. Can't stop talking about it. You dream about it. You write about it. You get ideas about it. And it's what you be and who you, it's who you be and what you do. It was meant for you to co-create it with the universe. But so many of us, my past self included, hence this whole transmission, don't know how to navigate all of the mental, emotional conditioning that crops up along the path that keeps us from being in alignment with our true self, who has what it takes and is a match to build it. If you're really here to create a change for the planet and there's something you want to give, something you believe can help people, can make a difference and create a more beautiful earthly experience in whatever way matters to you, it's not just about manifesting it. It's about consciously creating it through your level of consciousness. So I had to get real with myself, like, okay, if I knew for sure none of this was going to be successful and it was never going to go where I wanted it to go and it wasn't going to work and it wasn't going to happen, but I still wanted to do it because it mattered to me. Because I do this work for me primarily and I share it with you and it gets to help you and that's the juicy bonus, then I've got to get really good at navigating this. I've got to get really good at being grounded and centered within myself. And I'll be honest with you, I think a lot of people on the internet are just talking about how I always have $100,000 in my PayPal account, how I manifested my dream life in 21 days. And it's just so challenging to remember what you actually want is peace and happiness and the ability to feel how you want to feel and be who you want to be in every single moment and every single situation and every single relationship in your life, independent of what's happening. And the juice and the magic and the joy is once you master this level of consciousness within all of these relationships, all these areas of your life naturally expand because who you are being is so expansive. But in order to get to this place of true power and this level of consciousness, we need to detach from the results. And I know, it's hard. You're like, well, I actually do desire to have more money. There are things I desire to do. I want to hire a full team. I want to pay for my dad's mortgage. I want to go to Italy when I write my book. There are things that I need it for. It's like, I know. And it's like, yeah, I want to reach millions of people with my work. I've got plans to do. So it feels counterintuitive to detach from the result because our ego is like, if I detach from the result and I don't seek my sense of self and what happens and I don't try really hard, and I don't struggle, and I don't worry, and I don't resist the path, it's not gonna happen. We believe on some level that our suffering is productive. We believe that our resistance is going to lead us to where we want to go and get us to where we want to be. And that is the dilemma. I found out in my journey that I had never really known how to just be happy. Like, not happy because, but just happy. I could only be happy if I completely let go of the physical world and I said, I don't care what happens. But my soul started being like, you do care though. You deeply care. What you don't want to do is let this own you and rule you and be the cause of your suffering and the reason that you're happy. And that's what we get to step into. This ownership of, I desire to experience so much more in my life. Not because I'm not good enough and I can't feel good here and now, but because we're ever evolving beings and more is possible. Because I want to create something and build something. And it's not good enough for me to just feel like, okay, I'll do it a little bit here and there, or I'll only show up when I feel validated, or I'll fully go for it when I have the evidence, or if I know this thing is going to be successful, I'll feel better. This is the infinite game. Your first priority needs to be your relationship with self. Your connection to you. How conscious are you? How clear are you? How connected to the present moment are you? The most important thing. Everything else is secondary. When this comes first, the physical world no longer has you on the string where it's like, haha, you feel good when and not good when, and now you feel confident and not confident. You believe in yourself and you don't believe in yourself, and you trust the value of your work and you don't, and you know you're here for big things and you're not, because you just decide. Don't want to be unhappy. And I'm tired of making myself unhappy by believing these thoughts in my mind and not processing the emotions and just staying where I am and not moving in alignment with myself and my vision. That's the vibe. We need to decide that actually my happiness and my freedom is something that comes from me. And I've got to own this and choose this. So when my mind is doing its thing and it's spinning and it's looping, I remember, that's not me. I was in the shower at the gym the other day. My mind was really loud. And it was a funny experience because when I train, my mind is dead silent. I'm really focused on like my mind-body connection to my muscles and all the things. And so I was like really quiet right before the shower. And as soon as I got in the shower, it was like, are we going to sell this or do that? What day does the price change? What if that doesn't work that way? And you know, this thing didn't sell last time and you haven't posted in. And I was just like, oh my God, like there's like 25 different people in here right now. And it was starting to create this anxiety in my body where I was losing the shower and I was losing my feet on the ground and I was losing the steam, right? The connection to true self in the moment. And I just came back to my breath and I reminded myself, that's not me. My mind can be worried about all these things, but I don't have to be. My mind can be unhappy and stressed and anxious and depressed about all these things, but I don't have to be. We get to choose our true self. We have to choose our true self again and again and again to be able to live in the energy we desire to live in. And we've got to remember, nope, it's not out there. It's here or it's not at all. It's here or it's nowhere. And when it's here and you practice being full here and you keep pulling away from the thoughts and you, oh, okay, come back to self. And you feel the feelings and you come back to self and you come back and you come and you start to remember like, of course this is what I really want. What else would be the purpose of life other than to be happy and free if we can die at any second? And the thing is, we won't just maybe die at any second. We're gonna die at any second. The whole thing is gonna disappear. No one's gonna warn you. It's over. It might be in 70 years. It might be today. And I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this to remind you to live. You don't know how much time you have here. There's a clock and it's ticking and no. Shoot. Sorry. Ignoring my dad's calls. We have to live in the fullness of here and now in alignment with our true self. Because this is what you really want. If you died right now and the universe were able to show you a movie of how you lived your life, would you genuinely feel like that was a good show? I loved who I was. I love how I showed up. I loved the way that I saw the world. I love the way that I treated people. I love the way that I treated myself. I love how I spent my time. I love how passionately I worked on my work and shared it and built this thing from a place of authenticity. I love the relationship I had with money. I love the way that I related to my partner. Like, would you feel like, yes, this was a masterpiece, Oscar-winning movie? I started to feel like I didn't. Like, I would be like, girl, that kind of sucked. Could I do that again? I don't like how often I let my mind trip me up. I didn't like how much I let those doubts, fears, and insecurities slow me back. Ooh, I didn't like that I was so attached to what happened in the world and I didn't unlock my full potential because I was so afraid it wasn't going to work and I was going to feel bad. I wish I could go back and just learn to be okay with feeling bad. Ooh, you know, I don't like the way that I listened to other people over my intuition and then felt like I was building somebody else's business. Could I please just go back? Is it possible for me to? And that realization was huge for me. Because it started cracking me open to the realization that, yes, I just want to be happy and free is the ultimate context of my life. And I'm also here to build something to help people. I have a huge vision for what I want to do with my life and my work and why I'm here. And if I'm going to be doing this for my whole life, let me just be happy while I do it. Okay, this program bombed. Am I gonna keep going? Okay, I felt really sad. I didn't make the money that I wanted to make and my mind was telling me I'm a loser. All right, are you still gonna be happy? Like, your dog is here and he's not gonna be here forever either. Can you just put all of this aside and like be with him? Can you lay with him? Can you smell his delicious puppy breath? Can you have fun and kiss him and listen to the song that's on? Like, are you gonna waste your whole life waiting for the world to manifest in a certain way so you can be happy and free, or are you gonna choose that now? Are you gonna wait till your work or your business or your bank account or your relationship gets to a certain place where you feel like, okay, I'm all in, or are you gonna be all in now? And this is the duality that I've been choosing to walk. That before this journey that I went on that I've been referencing, I felt really floaty. It was either like, I'm obsessed with the physical thing, or like, I don't care at all. And both were these protection mechanisms that were covering up this way of being that was like, I don't feel comfortable in the world unless I'm getting exactly what I want. And I had to look at who is it that wants all of these things? Because I didn't start this business so you could own me and make me feel good about myself. I started it because this work has transformed my life. And I am a work in progress, and I have a long way to go to be fully embodied from my own perspective. But I started this because I thought, wow, this is so otherworldly powerful, and I have gone from being anxious and depressed to finding peace, to crippling self-doubt, to tapping into this true ownership of belief. Working monotonous temp jobs for 12 to 18 hours a day to hitting seven figures in my business and reaching 100 countries in less than 3 years. Like, there was unhealthy relationships to long high level partnership. And I'm just like, this needs to be known. This work of When you awaken and evolve and come into alignment with your true self beyond your conditioning and your patterns and your pain, your physical reality also rises to meet you here. That is my message. And I believe in the hands of the right people, this information will change the freaking world. But it can't do that if I'm operating as my ego and letting the things outside of me tell me how I can lead. So if you're in a space and a place where you're ready to create something else for yourself, for the planet, in your body of work, in your relationship with money, all of the things, your visions, your dreams, your soul's desires, and it's here to expand the collective, you have got to step into the version of yourself who's a match to create it. And that doesn't mean that you're going to get the results that you want every second of the day. It means you're going to be that person no matter what the result is. And that's what I have learned on a deep soul level. This wasn't modeled for me with a lot of the coaches that I was working with. There was a very short-term mindset focused on how much money you can make in a 30-day window, which was very different for how my mind works. And it really started to take me over where I would feel like I wasn't successful unless I was making a certain amount of money each month. That's not being in alignment with your vision. That's conditional as hell. Like, yeah, I'll do the thing and I'll build a vision and I'll help millions of people, but only if I make this much money in 30 days every single month. And the universe is like, what? Like, the universe literally can't comprehend that. Yeah, I'll show up so long as this many people buy this program by this particular day within the launch. But if I feel bad that nobody bought within this amount of days, I'm not going to keep going and I'm not going to keep doing it. And life is like, I thought you said you were going to help. Like, isn't that what you came to do? Yeah, I love this work, but only if this post performs the way that I want it to. And if people don't validate me and it doesn't feel good, then I'm going to feel awkward and uncomfortable. And I'm not going to want to keep sharing. Like, what is all of this? It's just ego. We all have it. And I think talking about it is so important because when there's a screen between you and someone else, somehow your brain starts to be like, they don't have those thoughts. They don't think those things. They've created this. And you start to feel like you're down here and other people are up here and everybody has these thoughts. And what I've been committing to within myself is, okay, my mind's just gonna think this way. Like, it's always going to tell me that I'm not good enough, that I don't have enough, that I should be somewhere else, that this thing shouldn't have happened, that this thing should have happened, that this thing will make me feel this way. And I've got to get really good at the me versus me game to recognize that's not me. That's not me. That's not me. It's not me who desperately wants and needs things. It's not me who's striving to achieve. It's not me who wants to have something. My true self and your true self is like, being alive in this moment feels so good. Exactly where I am, exactly as I am, beyond the story of who I am, how much money I have, what's going on with my work, what my relationships are like, what's going on here. Like, my natural energy and your natural energy is saturated in well-being. That's what consciousness is. It's saturated in well-being because you're not drowning in the illusion of self and time. You've got to pair that with, okay, how can I flow this power into what I'm doing so I can actually create not just the results that you desire, the impact that you desire. Whenever I get stuck in my shit, I think of you. I'm like, this isn't about you, Christina. This isn't about how much money can Christina Athena LaCari make? How many Instagram followers can Christina Athena LaCari amass? This is not about me. And if I ever am struggling and feeling funky and depressed, stressy and depressy, as somebody had said in my comments the other day, I love that. That's a good piece of information for me to look at who is feeling stressy and depressy and why. If I am full and whole and complete within myself, and that's the focus of my existence because I want to be happy and free, it's all going to disappear at any second anyway, so what's the point of not being happy and free? And I actually want to create something that I love to do, that I'm doing because it makes me feel alive and that also helps other people, we've got to come into this balance. I don't do what I do to get something from it. I do what I do because I have something to give. And this doesn't mean that we're always going to be in this really fully empowered state. It means that we need to stay awake. It means that we need to pay extra attention to those thoughts. Ooh, I'm having the thought that A, B, C, and X, Y, and Z. We need to be more sensitive and connected to our bodies to feel, ooh, and experiencing this emotion. And how can I become more open and more connected and more conscious and more aware of all of this floating in the background while still being grounded into the truth of me? Like I said, in my funk, I was like, I couldn't feel the present moment anymore. I just felt like a zombie. Like I wake up, I go to the gym, I post a thing, I eat breakfast, I have sex, I watch TV, whatever. And I was like, I don't like this. I want to feel alive. I want to feel alive. And I want to give this aliveness to you and all that I do and to code this frequency in it. Because it's the most important thing in the whole freaking universe is that you feel happy and free because you know who you are on the deepest level. And again, the juicy bonus and the byproduct is coming into alignment with this version of you and learning how to infuse it into every area of your life that matters and means something to you is what allows it to grow. But again, when we get trapped in our mind, in our ego, it's like it's in that special relationship. I'm just going to feel better and good in my whole life. Oh my God, if I could just get the perfect partner, I've got this. This is the one thing off my list I'm missing over here. And when I get the guy, and you ever met any kind of person like that? You ever been that person? I was that person years ago in relationship. I was like so hungry and desperate for love. And I would just do weird stuff to try to get, unconsciously in my own mental illness, to get people to like me and notice me. And now that I'm in a true healthy relationship, like we're about to get engaged, and you're like, how do you know that? It's a surprise. I picked out the ring, just waiting for the moment now. I see, like, this was so different. I never look to my partner to fill me. I don't need him to tell me I'm beautiful. I don't need him to think I'm sexy. I don't need anything from him. We're two whole conscious beings in partnership together, who grow and evolve together. But you can't experience that kind of relationship if you're operating in your life as ego instead of consciousness. Same way, you can't allow, create, and generate limitless wealth if you're trapped in your ego thinking money's going to make you feel good about yourself, or make you feel safe, or free, or if there's struggle around it. You can't impact and influence people and create a wildly successful business if you're this hungry, hungry hippo that needs likes and views and attention and sales and notifications to show up for your work. It's not a match. You've got to do the deep work of awakening to the fact that none of this is you. And it can all be there. But it doesn't get to drive. And you can desire expansion in the physical world because you're alive. This is the game of The Sims. Of course you want the nice wallpaper and the jacuzzi. You get to have the best house on the block. Physically, metaphorically speaking. But it's not the reason you're alive, and it's not the reason you're playing the game. I feel in the depths of my being that the real reason we desire expansion in the physical world, whether it's the relationship, the business, abundance, any of the things, is because we know in our bones that who is on the other end of that energetic string is the version of ourselves we desire to be. We know that. We're like, well, yeah, the person who's got that relationship, she's not doing all this funky stuff over here. The person who has that level of impact, she's not doing this stuff, or he. the person who has this experience with money, they're probably not doing this sketchy stuff that I'm doing over here. And we know that. But the thing is, we often get it switched, get it twisted. There's like a cross wire situation in our mind where we think, oh, well then I just need to make more money, have that relationship or grow my business faster or have more impact or influence so then I can be that person. And it's like, no, you be that person independent of circumstances. You be that person independent of results or lack of results or manifestations or not manifestations, because that's who you are truly, is this untethered being. And when you align with this version of you, this true version of you, your essence, then how do you show up? How do you move? And who do you be in all of these areas consciously? You show up consciously. You don't see the present moment through all this stuff. You see the present moment through clarity. And then all of a sudden the physical world starts meeting you at different levels of consciousness with new experiences, because you are not playing the game as this anxious, sad, scared, small, stressed, whiny, attachy, resisty, controlly, lacky, needy little person that you've been imagining you are your whole life. When I went on this journey and realized, oh my God, I've always been unhappy, there was like this sadness of like, have I been lying? I thought I loved life. And the energy was like, no, you haven't been lying. You just have never really fully decided, I am not interested in any of that. We've got to decide. At some point, you've just got to decide, like, I want to be happy. So if I want to be happy and I want to be free, why am I entertaining all these thoughts? That doesn't feel like it makes me feel happy and free. I want to feel solid within myself no matter what happens. So how come I'm not taking consistent action towards my goals and dreams? I want to have a relationship that is so beautiful and comes from two whole people who love being alive together. Well, how come I'm still thinking someone is going to come and validate me and save me from myself? Not a match. So I want you, hold on, I gotta plug in my phone real quick. It's dying. Oh shit, where's my charger? So I want you. All right, let's see if we could do this. Oh yes, we're in action. I want you to start really taking an inventory within yourself. Take the pressure off of yourself, like from my soul to your soul, of like, God, I gotta get there and I gotta have it and I gotta do it and it's just, I'm like, whew. This is the only moment. How do I want to feel in this, the only moment of my life? You guys, I've seen a lot of death, close people to me. Murder, suicide, cancer, brain aneurysm, motorcycle accident, car accident, overdose. Like, since I was a young kid, lots of people close to me have died. And it's just put this in my face of like, God, it really does end. And nobody knows when. And it's just like, let's come back to this moment now is the only one you're promised. You've got this moment. You've got this moment now, and this moment again, and now you've got this moment, and this moment, and this is it, and this is it, and this is your whole life, and this is your whole life. And so if this is your whole life, how do you want to feel, and who do you want to be in this moment? And how do you want to flow this into your life and what matters to you? Again, it feels paradoxical. It feels like I can't because I won't create the change I want. But this is actually the only thing that will allow you to create the change you want from being who you want to be. So I want you to start noticing. Instead of, again, just trying to like get over there, start asking yourself, why am I a perfect match for what I'm currently living, experiencing, and creating? Right here, right now. Why am I the perfect match? Why does my phone keep kind of like unplugging? So you're saying you want healthy, intimate, high-level love. You want a kind of the kind of partnership where you fall asleep holding hands together and you work through the stuff together and you're by each other's side and you laugh so hard it hurts and you just have the most incredible, juicy, delicious thing on the planet and you feel like, you know, this is something I say to my partner all the time, everything else is extra. The love he and I have is so amazing that I feel like anything else that could happen in life is extra. I also feel this way about my dog, and I tell him this all the time too. So what are you saying that you desire to create an experience in this lifetime? And who are you actually being? Why are you the perfect match to what you're experiencing? And so you might be like, yeah, this is good. I'm going to look at this because I want to become more for myself. I want to be more in alignment with myself. I want to be flowing my life force energy properly. I want to be creating things on purpose in a way that honors the fullness of who I am. But if you're not really willing to look, you're going to be like, yeah, I don't know. I can't find anything. Expanding your physical experience from truth instead of just like affirmations and like feeling happy and just trying to manifest things, but creating from your natural state of being requires this ownership. Hi, Julie. Oh my God. It's been so long. Sending you so much love. Hi. Wow. It's been so long. Got to start looking at, sorry, I got really excited. Oh, right, the vulnerability piece. You've got to be vulnerable enough to look and to take actual full-blown ownership for it to create change. And that's not always going to feel good. It's going to feel like kind of crunchy. Like, I don't want to see those things about myself. That sucks. And it feels like, I feel vulnerable looking at that because then it just makes me feel bad about myself. But the things that you feel bad about, first of all, that's your ego, just your mind judging your mind. But second of all, these are the things that are going to help you crack out of some of these old patterns and into alignment with your true self to create what's a match to who you really are. So I shared on my stories a few weeks ago when I was processing all of this, some of the things I was noticing, and it was really helpful because as soon as you see something that's out of alignment with who you want to be, you have the option to stop doing that thing. You don't have to heal your inner child. You don't have to go on a whole journey. You don't have to call your mom and figure out what happened in 1992. You just have to look and see. I'll use one of my examples. I did a sort of positive and negative, quote unquote, since those are really just mind concepts too, aspects of things so I could see both sides of the spectrum. And so my relationship as an example, I wrote something that I love about myself is that I'm constantly flowing love to my partner. Something I'd love to improve within myself is that I don't always prioritize my partner's needs because they don't resonate sometimes with things that are important to me. It's not a match to the relationship I desire. So I need to stop doing that because that doesn't align with the truth of who I am and how I want to feel and who I want to be. It's so much less about becoming something else as it is about unbecoming what life has conditioned you to be. Deconditioning yourself from all the stuff that's not you and flowing who you are into these areas. Love, consciousness, your pure self prioritizes your partner's needs and happiness and desires and what matters to them. We've got to look at these things and we've got to see them with love to simply recognize and realize it can feel crunchy to look at this stuff. But I have to remember this isn't the truth of who I am. This is what my past, my pain, my patterns, and my programming have conditioned me to become, which is why I'm a perfect match to whatever it is I'm experiencing. And that the reason I don't feel this life force energy flowing so powerfully within my being is not because I'm not over there, but because who I'm being here is not in alignment with who I desire to be here. Focus on you. Focus on your connection. Don't worry about what's happening. Don't worry about where you are. Don't worry about what's happened up until this moment or how far you have to go or what you want and what's not here. Just commit to living a life free of resistance and negativity. And I'm not saying this from a place of be high vibe only. I'm saying be awake. Live awake within this moment in alignment with your true self, which is free of resistance and is one with what is, that needs nothing to be happy, that is eternally free, and that can co-create from this incredibly pure level of consciousness because there's no need in it. You don't need a relationship. You don't need to be wealthy. You don't need to be successful. You don't need to help millions of people. You don't need to change millions of lives. You don't need to write a book. You don't need to speak on stages. You don't need to have a record. You don't need to sell paintings. You don't need any of it. You desire it. And desire comes from being whole within yourself. And it's this wholeness within yourself that will allow you to consciously and intentionally expand your physical reality from the inside out. Not by trying to change it, but because who you are is so aligned with truth that your natural power and potency infused into all of these areas expands naturally. Can you feel the difference? I want to see what you guys have been saying in the comments. I saw there were a lot before. If you guys have any questions or anything you want to share for me to respond to before we wrap up here, I would love to do that. You be that person independent of circumstances. Yes. I love you too. What you experienced, unfortunately, wasn't real coaching. Real coaches, often certified ones, bring people closer to their hearts and alignments about what makes us feel most alive. You know, I'm not certified. I don't personally believe that anyone needs to be certified unless they want to. But I think that what's important to say about this is a lot of people can get tripped up in their results and to hyper-focus on that. And some people, that is what the goal is. That is the most important thing to them. And so in their coaching, in their mentorship, it can kind of like go in that direction because that's what their goal is. You know, like I was speaking to my energy healer one time about working with someone who really well known and her work is very popular, but it never really resonated with me. And I didn't know why. And he was looking into the energy and he said, because she's obsessed with making money and you're obsessed with helping people. And I realized I had been in containers with people maybe who weren't focused on the things that were important to me. I got caught in the need to grow my business, need to make money mentality when my desire was never to grow a business and make money, but to help people. And my business is a part of that. So, oh, it's telling me I have a countdown happening. What's going on here? Hold on. Okay, I guess we have 1 minute left for some reason. It's timing me. It's going to be too long. Okay, I think I can't go up further than that. It's too many. Okay, let's see what's happening here. This is hyping me up around the frequency. Can't wait to receive your daily transmissions. Yay, I saw you join today. I'm so excited. For anyone who doesn't know, this is my new membership and it starts on April 1st. It's called On the Frequency. And this is a private podcast feed where I'm dropping daily codes Monday through Friday. And then on Fridays, we have weekly Q&As too. And it is $111 right now. So if you want to join, DM me because it's going to be fun. Okay, 1 minute left. Wow. Why is there a countdown? I don't know, but it's fine. We're rolling with it. What do you do when you feel split, struggling to make a decision or choose a path? I don't really make decisions. I just open up my energy and let life move me in specific ways. And I really just trust that when I'm truly connected to my true self, I always know where to go, when to turn, and what to do. I don't really even think about it. It's just like I'm doing things from the energy. But when I try to think about it or try to make a decision, there's the ego within me that's wanting to get it right or get something. So my work and my thoughts around everything are like, clear yourself, open yourself to consciousness, to the purity of this moment, live in your body, follow the energetic impulses.
All right, loves, and that concludes today's episode. If you loved what you heard here, if you had some breakthrough, some deepening, some aha moments, I would absolutely love to hear what those were by tagging me at Christina LeCarrie on Instagram, or you can leave a review here on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me to really get an idea of what's landing, what you want to hear more of, what you want to go deeper in to serve you at the highest capacity. I love you so much. Thank you again for being here, and I will talk to you in the next episode.